Ishami Shvius Daf Mem. So the Gemara at the top of the Gemara continues the lashon of the Mishnah. Michael Agrayim Baritz. A person is allowed to sell kalim to goyim in Eretz Yisrael. Allowed to send his kalim. We're not afraid he's going to, because the goyim, we don't care what he's going to put in there. It's no yisur shvius on the goy. So the Gemara afilu esmikan. He's allowed to sell even more jugs than he needs. And the guy wants 5 jugs. And we said before, for a Jew, you could sell 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs. As the Mishnah said earlier, you're allowed to sell that because that's for something for his own usage. We're not afraid. The question is, can you sell, when you said a goy, you're allowed to sell kalim to him. So the question is, the Gemara wants to know, does it also limit it? You're allowed to sell him unlimited amount, even more than 5 and 15? Or is it limited to only allowed to sell him this amount? The guy, we're not afraid about him because the guy, we don't care what he's over shvius. But if he's buying more, maybe he's buying it for a Jew to do business with a Jew. And it would we have this hashayla that we have to worry about. Maybe the guy will give it to a Jew and he'll use it and he'll be kosher on shvius. So do we have to limit ourselves to how many? So I'm going to say Yisrael b'chutz al-aretz. Mishnah says Yisrael b'chutz al-aretz. I'm sorry. So the Gemara has a question. Mafarshim the Gemara Fulda learns Gemara as a statement. Filu yosi mikan. In other words, you're not to a guy, not limited to the amount that you're allowed to sell to a Jew that you're not kosher. But even to a guy, you're allowed to sell as many as you want. We're not afraid he's going to go sell it to a Jew. Says that the Gemara Fulda learns it as a statement that the Gemara makes. Mashenkin pay motion about Mash Mislu seems to learn that's Gemara's kasha. Anyway, Gemara says Yisrael. Yisrael, Yisrael, the chutzlaret. Yisrael, you're allowed to sell the chutzlaret. Gemara says I feel him when I cut him, but aretz. Even you're allowed to sell it, even from the stock that you have. You bought in the land of Eretz Yisrael, you're still even allowed to sell it to him, L'chutz L'aretz, even though it came from Eretz Yisrael, we're not afraid that he's going to go bring the kalim back to Eretz Yisrael. That's not a concern. Well, it says in my full law, we're not afraid you're going to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael since you brought it, maybe you're afraid the guy will bring it back. We're not afraid from that. That's not a concern. You're allowed to do it. Zakhti Mishmei Shami Oimit Meshami says, you can't sell a guy a cow that's used for plowing on the air of Shvius because it's going to be used for Shvius. But he says you can because some of them are for Shechita. I rove for plowing. But me, it is enough. You have a heter. Since it can be used for a little bit, it's good. So my time, you learn a brisa. We learned an aloka. I'm really going to learn an aloka of a brisa. And a person goes sells an ox to his friend, and he finds that it's a gar, it's a kakan. It's an ox that was a moor that was already gored people, and and you can't use it. And therefore you can't use it to plow him because it's a gores people. It's a day. It has to be killed. So therefore, what's the halacha? Rav, it's a mekatos, because it's the wrong thing. You bought it to get your money back, because you bought it for plowing. Rav Shmuel says, Yachol l'mimel, I could say to him, l'shchita mekhila, I sold you for slaughtering, and you could slaughter. Who cares that it's a gourd? Who cares that it's a nakin? L'maisa, if it's, I mean, you're killing it anyway. I sold you at the shacht. And if a shackle doesn't make a difference, it is. You can't go in and do that. So again, what's the shayla? So Shmuel is obviously saying, since there's some of them, even if it's a minority of them, l'shchita, some emela, it's good enough. It's considered a good sale. And Rav, who says that you can't, it's mekotosu, because most of them are for plowing. We don't care to go by the rope, we go by the plowing. So the chayla would be the similar idea to this machlekas over here. Monica, what are we saying? If he went ahead and the guy sold to an aris, to a sharecropper who goes ahead, normally buys a field for his plowing. Everyone would agree that's lacharisha. A guy who works his field, he needs cows for his plowing. So even Shmuel would agree that it's no good because it's not a shechita. You're selling it to a guy who's a butcher. Obviously, he's not buying. This guy doesn't own a field. He buys animals to shech because he's a butcher. So everyone would hold this a shechita would be us. Even Rav would agree that it's for shechita, that he can't. It's not a mekatos. So cases where you're buying it to a person, he sold to a person who's a middle person, who's a sarsar, who's a guy who sells, he's a wholesaler who sells to individual people. He sells to Shekhar, he sells to butchers, that's to everybody. So then he sold to this guy. So Rav will say, Mekotos and Mekotos, since most people buy for plowing, and this guy is a Nakin, is a Gora, therefore you can't have plowing, therefore most of his sales won't be good. That's no good. Mekotos. Shmuel said, no, since there are some, because I sold to you for slaughtering, and you sell your middle guy, sell to a butcher. And therefore that would be the Mekotos. So they must say, if so, the Chayra, we have, go back to our mission. Let's see what the Gemara says. This is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. This Svarah. Fake the Gemara. Machlokes Shmuel. It's the other way around. You have to change Rav around. You have to change Shmuel around. We have another Halacha, the Lachari Fakert. We have a Machlokes Machlokes Yovel Ba'atzma. A person went and sold a field to a Yovel Atzma, the actual field of Yovel. You sold a field that's supposed to go back to the owner, and you sold it to him, a Sadeh Achuza, on the air of Yovel. Rava Amar, the buyer, he owns the field, he takes it, and now he has to go ahead and leave it biyovel. He has to go leave it right away. His koina, and he leaves it right away. It's a valid sale. But he has to leave it because it goes back to the owner. Shmuel Amar, lekana, nothing. Since you have to give it back, the sale is not good. It doesn't take effect. It's not a good sale. It's like you purchased the bim, it's a mekach tos. So Mela, if it's a mekach tos, because you didn't go, I can't go buy the field to use. I can't use the field. The money has to go back to the owner. It goes back to the owner. So it's a mekach tos, says the Pnei Moshe. That the Pnei Moshe, what's the halacha? Rav Shmuel Amar lekana, the mekach tos. Vashta kasha Rav and Shmuel Shmuelik. Once the chayav, it's a difference. Before the case over there, we said when Rav says it's a mekach tos, if you sell it because you say you sold it for shechita, you sold it for plowing, and therefore you sold it for shechita, it's no good. It's a mekach tos. Shmuel says it's good because some people buy it for shechita. Hey, the other way around. Rav says that it's a that it could your kine, and it's not a mekach tos. Shmuel says it's a mekach tos. The chayav, it's a steer Rav and Shmuel and Shmuel. It's a stira. So the Kari it's a kasha. So the Gemara says, let's understand, is this taka stira or not? This is the way the Gemara said it's a Kari, it's a stira, and the question is, what would be the difference in these two cases? So the Gemara tries to explain, really it is not a contradiction. It's not a stira. Why? Let's go Rav. Rav himself, Tamano Yama Rav, in the case of Yovel, Rav says you cut in the field. I people want to didn't buy a field, mecha toes. No, we say it's considered you bought it for just a moment, it's good enough. And he says over here, so by Gakin, it's not going in because since most people except for plowing, the car is a steer in Rav. And he says, oh my be Rav, Tom and I'll tell you Mufusmu. I'll tell you, maybe Rav will say, no, it's not a steer in Rav. Rav says, Yovel Mufus, everyone knows when Yovel is. And Mela, therefore, the you should have known, and you didn't know, it's too bad on you. You should have known you're buying it, but you only own it for a minute. Therefore, it's no good. It's not a mekotos. But over here, how's the guy supposed to know it's a nakon? He didn't know. He doesn't live here. He doesn't know that the animal's a nakon. He's not supposed to know the animal gored someone, that it's not an animal you can't use to plow. And merely, therefore, it's over here. It's not a mekotos. But Malko, he has a mekotos. It's a mekotos. So this Rav, it's not a Steven Rav. Rav could explain the difference. Since you didn't know that it was a nakon, it's not a mekotos. It's a mekotos because you didn't know. But over there, everyone knows Yovel. You should have known. It's a Dover Mefursamu. If you look, said to my full shouldn't have bought it knowing they're going to lose the money right away. And therefore, it's not a mekotos. And Shmuel says, I'll die and still a mekotos. Now, so if it's a Rav, we can answer the steer. It's not a Stephen Rav. So what about a student Shmuel? It's a coach steer Shmuel. Talmud of Amalek on Shmuel, the case over there by Yovel says, he's not Kone because it's a mekotos. And over here he says, but the animal, it's a gore, it's too bad. It's a mekotos. You bought it for Shechita, it's too bad. You could buy it for Shechita, and if it's not a problem. So Gemara says, not a mekotos. Stira, Musal Ezid of Amakolo. What purpose did you sell to him? What are your purpose to sell him the field of the Zriya? Wasn't it if you sold him in order to go ahead and plow, to sow the field? And since you'll never be able to sow the field, it's valid mekotos because you can't do anything with it. But I told you the shechita. In other words, what's the difference? So Shmuel is not a problem. Shmuel is not a steer either. By Shmuel says Shmuel says over there by Shmuel it's a mekotos because why did I buy a field from you? I bought it what to own it for a minute? Just say I own this field. I bought it so I could work the field, so I could plant it and plow and have panosha from the field. Lazria. And this is not really Lazria because I have to go back to you and Yovel right away. But Shvias, it's not for me to use. So the Memela, therefore it's a mekotos, and therefore it's nothing. It's no good. But over here, you bought it. There's a sphere over here to buy. You bought it for the, you bought it for the sake of the field. You bought it for the animal. There is something you can do with it. You can buy it for shechita. Maybe you want it for plowing, but lamaisa, there's a function. You can do it with. Maybe even a buster rove, people use it for shechita, but use it for plowing, but since some people use it for shechita, it's not usher. It's not a mekotos, because you could say your people bought it for this purpose as well. So tomorrow, Rav, with Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, Faitin, Gemara, I'll be saying, is a look, and now we go back to our Mishnah. We have Makogas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. We're saying Rav is like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, and Shmuel is like Beis Hillel. How's the point? Rav, why? Must say, is that such a thing? Rav, Beis Shammai, I feel that you spoke of Beis Hillel. You say, I'll tell you that Rav was like Beis Shammai, but even all like Beis Hillel. Because less Urke, Mashin, Tlotzin Yomin. Because I'll tell you that when a person buys an ox for Shkita, it's not the usual way to buy it and keep it alive for 30 days and then to slaughter it. It's not the normal way. So when you purchase an animal, he didn't go say, but you slaughter it, you know, you don't have to say kill it that day. So Mamela, therefore, you may keep it for a month until you slaughter it. So therefore, what's the halakha? What's the shayla? Gemara says, so it says the Gemara, my food explains the Gemara, that the that I'll tell you, b'shloshim yom, when also a person goes ahead and you have 30 days. A person doesn't go take it and shecht it the next day. Mamela, therefore, the if you have it the next day, say it right away, the next within 30 days you went ahead, you're gonna shecht it. So therefore, the svara is, says the Marpei Moshe, up in the Masitza Mahir, but the Matzila, you have to go ahead and you sell the Shechita, but still you keep it for a little while. You don't do it right away. Hamela, therefore, since you go ahead and it's a problem, because you're buying it, it's a Shechita, you're using it for the wrong purpose, and it's no good, because Lamaisa, it's a thing, animal that gores. And if it gores, I can't even keep it around me. It's going to go get damaged. It's going to hurt somebody. Hamela, I have to shecht, even if you say the Shechita guy, it goes for Shechita, but I don't do it right away. I have to do it that day. I'll keep it for Shechita when I have a Yom Tov coming up, I have a Chasson coming up. I'll do it for them, that purpose. I don't have to do it now. Yosel, let me have a log like those. And therefore, it's an ox, a wild, that's I can't keep it. It's going to damage someone in 30 days. It's a wild ox. And mainly, therefore, it's a Mekotos. So you can say, even though you say, you can hold like Basil that you could buy for Shechita, that it maybe you'd go by the Miat of Shechita. But Afa Piken, I stole it's a Mekotos because it could plow, it could ox, it could kill someone during those 30 days. And Shmuel te Beis Hillel. Shmuel goes like Beis Hillel. Avinoah, can't even Beis Shammai. I Beis Hillel is ugly. Cutting up by Nasa Mikos Tarchi Yode. Isn't the way of a person to go slaughter? A person goes to slaughter. Isn't it low zirk? Isn't it not the normal way for a person who goes ahead to slaughter an animal? Mar says it. Matikas Amadu to slaughter an animal that's an animal that can plow. So Noah Shmuel say, listen, nobody does that. In other words, I agree that when you buy you're buying a cow, so you say you could buy it, use it for you could, in this case, in the case of our Mishnah, where they're arguing, Beis Shammai says, no, it's not a Mekotos. What's the pshat? It's a Mekotos, you bought it for Shechita. So Beis Shammai said, 1 second. In this case over here, when a person goes ahead, you don't buy an axe, a tur de deradya. Says the Mefarshim, explain, Lesurka, ain't Derek Lishkot, says the Maful to explain. What Beshama is saying what Shmuel is saying, it's not the Derek to shecht an animal that was trained to plow. A regular not going to show in the Shechita, a regular thing, a knock in an animal that is gore is not ready to Shechita. It's not ready to plow because it's going to go ahead and it's going to kill someone. So you only be used for Shechita. Over here, the case we're talking about, a case where you put it for Shechita, Beis Shammai saying for Shechita, it's not really used for Shechita. What do you mean it's not used for Shechita? Maybe it's not used for plowing. Beis Hillel said maybe a minority for Shechita. So Shmuel say no. This is an animal that's trained to plow. It's a plowing type of animal. No one's going to train and spend the money and effort on training an animal to plow to go ahead and shecht the animal afterwards. Therefore, it's clear that it's not for that purpose. That's why Beis Shammai says it was sold for plowing, not for this. Even Beis Shammai would agree that it's not for plowing. He could have even agreed to Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says that we said before when we talk about lending him even if a saw or even a garden, you're allowed to do that. A person lend him a saw, a measurement of a saw, to use it in a way that's mutter. And then you found him going ahead measuring it to use it for a larger amount, which is aser. And you don't have to go take it back from him. Surely the case when you go ahead, when you rented it to him, a small amount, you're not going to have to go take it back. In other words, that we say, oh, look, you're supposed to give him a small amount that he's not going to go do it for a large amount, which will be aser in the Ershvi is. But here, when you go ahead and you measure out a small amount, and you go, you see he's going to use it for a bigger amount, he's going to measure it for more, you're not going to have to go take it back. And a zakaklo, to go back and take it back because you see he's doing an issue with it. You think maybe that he's doing something wrong. He lent him something and he's doing, I never gave it for you for that purpose and I'm taking it back. So therefore, that look is not mechuyev too. And surely if you rent it to him, which means he has more, and go ahead and give him back and take back my rental fee and do that, that I'm not mechuyev to do, says the Rashi, to lose money and to take it back. We're not making you go back and force you to go back and take it back and lose your panos, your rental fee. That means I'm mechuyev to do that. That far you're not mechuyev to go. The fneivu is an issue, but not that far to go that far that you have to go back and take it back from him. That we don't make it. We'll stop at the Mishnah.